This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm waiting to find out what's on your mind. The pause is on purpose. What's on your mind? Call and tell me at 800-228-0550. Remember, last hour I said we're clearing the deck for you. We did have a little bit of news on James Comey in the IG report. Who says he doesn't need a public apology from any of you that defamed him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was going to be up at night thinking.
Were you?
Worried about that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Inspector General report says he screwed up, violated his employment agreement, violated Justice Department rules, but he doesn't need an apology. No. A quick message where they may, sorry we lied about you, he'd be okay with. You know, so just a... Man alive, this guy gets up and has a big old bowl of self every day, doesn't he? Just
I've never heard that one. That's
good. My God.
A big old bowl of self.
How else could you explain that?
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Anyway, we are postponing our interview with Michael Brown. Have you guys heard of Michael Brown before? I had not.
No, I don't think so.
He's written a ton of books. He is a well-regarded pastor. I heard an interview that Eric Metaxas did with him. I'm a big Eric Metaxas fan. And I download those podcasts, although I don't listen as often. They're downloaded, and you got to actually take the time to punch them up. But I did. I was cleaning my closet over the weekend. Our closet, I should say. But my wife often reminds me that our closet becomes more mine than hers too often because I just sort of let it go, you know. There's stuff everywhere. You're tripping over stuff. You didn't put the suitcase away and, you know, kind of a mess. So I said, I'm going to clean it. I'm going to organize it, which is probably my least favorite thing to do on the planet. But
good hubby duty, though.
Yeah. So I started on it. My daughter, Hannah, back at college. So Marie was out there with her mom this weekend, getting Hannah all settled, and so it was just Haley and I at home, and it was one of the things on my to-do list. And I put it on my own list. Nobody, it wasn't even like a honey-do list. It was like I'm doing it myself. But I started doing it about 10 minutes in, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm just sitting here kind of getting spun around my axle because I don't, and I'm not getting enough done to, like I want to get done. And I said, well, I need to be a little more joyful about this duty, so I popped in an Eric Metaxas podcast. And I hear this interview with Michael Brown, and he wrote a book called Jezebel's War with America, The Plot to Destroy Our Country and What You Can Do to Defeat It. And I guess my Bible study was insufficient in that I didn't really have a good understanding of Jezebel. What do you guys think when you hear Jezebel?
Not nice.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Seductress and kind of a real...
The B word comes to mind.
Right,
yeah.
Evidently... I didn't even remember it being used, but, you know, the term she's a Jezebel is used kind of as slang towards somebody you see as sort of, you know, acting in a untoward way here. Anyway, so I learned a little there. That was kind of fun. But the way he connected it to what's happening in this country and, you know, idolatry and sexual seduction and, you know, the plague, the Holocaust of abortion, radical feminism. Not you know, just a woman being a strong woman, but radical feminism, the whole war on gender distinctions. I mean, that right now, the whole pronoun trigger thing, President Trump, what he's facing, all of that in there. Very interesting. So anyway, just a little bit of a preview. We're going to have him on our Labor Day edition of the program, in addition to our special conversation with some folks related to their first job. So I think that's going to be kind of fun. I have a few of those already done. Rich Wardner, Chet Pollard, two legislative leaders. We recorded our conversation with them yesterday that we'll play that were kind of fun. So Rich grew up on a farm. Chet grew up on an elevator, country elevator. You know, you get some good values in jobs like that, you know. So we'll look forward to that. It'll be Monday. So a long way of saying you may take Monday off. You may do something different on Monday, Labor Day, but don't take the show off, okay? You're going to want to tune in and hear our conversation with Dr. Brown, Pastor Brown, and also an interesting conversation about the values we glean from our first job, the lessons we learn from that first job, what we remember the first job. Why is it we remember our first job so much? I do.
Oh, I do.
Now, mind you, I grew up in the radio business because my folks were in it. So I've been around radio as long as I can remember.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And started officially getting a paycheck at age 12 for part-time work. Okay? And then full-time freshman in high school. It was full-time, 40 hours a week as a freshman in high school. And my senior year, there were way more hours at work than there were in high school. I remember it very well. But that's just what you do when you're in the family business. But my folks pushed me to get a different kind of job. And to also, you know, recognize that, you know, you got you want that extra pair of Nikes. Well, then fine. You got to, you
know. Check something else out.
Yeah. So I tried the turkey farm. And that was a disaster. It lasts like half a day.
Oh, yeah. I can see why.
They scratched the living heck out of me.
Oh, yeah.
I had ripped jeans that I loved. Why I wore, you know, jeans I liked there, I don't know. I mean, they were kind of your Saturday jeans, but I liked the jeans. Well, they were in shreds after 2 hours of this. So I'm like, I'm out of here. My buddy Todd Holden, he toughed it out. He got me the job. And come on, let's do this. Oh, it'll be fun. Oh, yeah, fun. Right, yeah. Yuck, yuck with the buddies and the scratches and the psycho chickens. So I got out of there. They were psycho. I'm telling you, they were psycho. It's unbelievable.
My buddy, he actually, his deal down around Frazee is he artificially inseminates turkeys. He said, oh, yeah, they just love that.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the labradoodle and the, you know, the lab and the poodle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, I hear you there completely. But the other one that I actually enjoyed was a busboy at Country Kitchen.
Oh, sure.
I did that. I was a busboy. I had a big old gray tub. And I and those two jobs were fairly called grunt jobs, but I liked the Country Kitchen thing.
Did you get tipped?
I remember my first check from Country Kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, because they're like totally bonus money. When you're working for your parents,
right.
You work, but you don't get the scratch, right? I mean, and so this was my money. Man alive, I loved it. Couldn't believe it. Just said, you know, then you start thinking about a car, right? And then you can pay for the car and, you know, the freedom that comes with that. So
I remember my first good check was by working construction for my dad. And I had like 50 hours and I was making like $9 an hour, which was huge money back then. So I'm thinking this is going to be like $450, you know, $600. I saw in the taxes. I saw literally the taxes that they took out, and I cried. I had tears.
Going through that with our...
What is that? This is what... My dad's like, yeah, welcome to the real world, buddy.
Our daughter just started working retail, and she said the same thing. She comes home with the check and says, Dad, how's this work? I had X amount of hours. Here's what I'm getting paid an hour. Where'd all this go? I'm like, oh, baby, welcome to the real world. You are there now. Yes, this is perfect. Now she calculates how many hours she works, how much is going to be deducted, so she knows what she's going to get. But, yeah, it's fun to have those life lessons.
Oh.
Exactly right. Todd, did you have a first job, first gig, first experience with the maybe life lessons that came out of your first job?
He must be busy.
Busy? He said be right back at 9:28, but I thought, you know.
Be back by now?
He'd be back by now, but.
Yeah, I remember I was just devastated by the deductions. But
yeah, that'll do
I was
it.
Just like, what
that'll do
is
it.
This?
Exactly right. Anyway, so this is the long way of plugging Monday's show, and I think it'll be kind of fun and a good conversation. I hope you join it. Texters, where are you? Prairie Dog Bill explained. Would you do that, Scott? Well, of course I would do that. And I don't have enough time before the break to do it, but I will do it in this hour. To the best of my ability, and also tell you a little bit about something I think all of us should do regarding that. Prairie Dog Bill. Prairie Dog Bill was a piece of legislation passed by the last legislature, And it took money and dedicated it to cities and counties, townships, and basically said, you can count on this for the foreseeable future. We're not going to sunset it. And here's what we want you to do with it. We want you not to build new things. We want you to shore up what you already have with a spirit of lowering the tax burden on the citizens of North Dakota. So that's in a nutshell what it is. But I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Texter says, my first job was at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mother's Day weekend, I worked 109 hours, took home $99, $1.10 an hour. but with the $99, I thought I was loaded.
You bet.
Yeah, you just do. It's the power of work. The power of work. Jezebel's spirit, says somebody else in explaining a Jezebel. What's Jezebel's spirit? I need a little bit more. And so we'll tackle the prayer dog thing when we come back, and other texts welcome as well. Your calls welcome. Anything on your mind, just get it off your chest. We cleared the deck for you today, so we can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 701-367-2054 on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Haig, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So, is Barr and the Department of Justice part of the swamp too here? What's the deal? I mean, if they won't do Comey, what prayer in hell do they have of coming up with Hillary for all the crap she's pulled? Gonna be fun. Have a good day.
Gonna be fun. I like that. Gonna be fun. 20 past 10 on What's on Your Mind. Don't let summer just slide away and say, oh, it's getting a little cooler now, so I'm done. You know, put the cover on the barbecue grill and I'll be done. Don't do that. No. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Raised in North Dakota beef, corn-fed, grass-fed, natural raised beef. I'm telling you what, get in there. Get in there. Load up. Don't let, the longer you grill outdoors, the longer summer lasts. It's a way of thinking. Do you know they have breakfast lunch now, too? They also make their own beef jerky. Select variety for you to choose from. I want to think about a quarter of beef for the winter months. Get you ribeyes and porterhouses for the price of a hamburger.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, my gosh, is it? 625 South Washington Bismarck, right next to Runnings and Dan's Supermarket there. 625 South Washington. All right, let's see here. Mike in northern Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Mike here from Northwest Angle, Minnesota, 1 inch from Canada. When I mow grass, it goes into Canada illegally. When I pull the kids' water skiing, we go back and forth across the border 100 times and don't check in. But a quick question.
Can I ask you, Scott, before your question, Mike, can I ask you this? So when you say your grass goes into Canada illegally, I mean, literally, can a blade of grass not come up from the wind and go over there if you cut the grass?
When I cut the grass with my tractor, if the wind is from the south, it blows into Canadian waters, so I suppose I should pay some kind of import duty on that, but I don't.
Well, this is a story I heard about down at the border where Tommy Fisher and his crew were building in Sunland Park, New Mexico, and as they were building the walls, you'd imagine, they're on the side of a mountain. You know, there's rocks going this way and that way, and there was some people that complained, I don't know who, that rocks were going into Mexico, that somehow that was defacing Mexico. I'm like, well, there's a rock next to another rock. What's the big deal? I don't understand, but that is just bizarre to me that there's even rules that exist like that. Where's common sense?
Yeah, when I'm getting invaded by beaver, and I've got a license to trap nuisance beaver, I put a little of their musk glands by the beaver traps that I'm trapping so they don't dam up my little creek. But the trouble is, when you do that, all the Canadian beavers come in too because they smell that musk gland. So my wife won't let me trap that way anymore.
Oh, I love it. I want to spend a day up there.
Boy, sometimes it just writes itself, doesn't it?
You called to talk about something else, but go ahead.
My first job was in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and I was born in 1951. And back then, if you remember, of course, I got ages on you, you could get your driver's license in North Dakota at the age of 14. So I started my first paying job. I started delivering pizzas for Howard Pizza in Grand Forks. And the manager said, we'll cover your speeding tickets. I mean, if the speed limit's 25, maybe you can go 30 and you get 50 cents for each delivery. You got to pay for your propane. Howard's is long out of business. And I thought, man, oh, man, if I could deliver 20 pizzas at 50 cents. But I soon realized it didn't make any difference if they covered the speeding tickets. After 3 speeding tickets by Grand Forks City Police, and I never went over that much, then my license was suspended. So who cares if they paid the $10 fine that did it for my driver's license? For
not to mention the insurance rates going up too. They're going to have to pay your insurance bill for a long time. Right?
Well, so if anybody says, just go over the speed a little bit and we'll cover your speeding tickets, say, no thanks. That cost you for the next year. My dad wasn't very happy because I was on his insurance policy.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, I love that story, though. Howard's Pizza. I don't remember Howard's Pizza. I moved to Grand Forks in 1984. So Howard's might have been gone by then.
Yep, this was way in the 60s. They were on 3rd Street. Uptown, where the heyday activity occurred, but
where would you say the best pizza in Grand Forks is now?
Well, I don't know. I would. I'm sitting right now. We drove all the way from Northwest Angle, Minnesota, to use some coupons that my wife likes using at Shields. So I'll give a plug for Shields. I like seeing the Statue of Lincoln. I like seeing the Bill of Rights right out front here, and I like seeing the Palmia flag outside there. So I'm sitting in the Shields parking lot. So I'd say go into Shields and order a Buffalo Burger pizza right there. They make it right for me.
Are you at the Shields in Grand Forks or in Fargo?
The Shields in Grand Forks, sir.
All right, yeah, and that is nice little statues they put out front. I love them. I could sit there and look at them forever. The kids laugh at me because it's raining out and they're running into the store, and I'm like, no. I'm just going to look here because you pick up a little nugget every time, but they do a marvelous job at Shields with that. They really do. They're good patriots. Mike, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it very much. I think the best pizza in Grand Forks, without a doubt, is Italian Moon. I mean, like, you can't even believe how good that is. Should do a whole show that day one day. Where's the best pizza
Italian
in North Dakota?
Moon?
Yeah.
Really?
Italian Moon's very good.
I haven't been to that one.
It's, I don't know how to explain it compared to anything else. Like, Dwayne's Pizza in Fargo's very good, but like AB Pizza in Bismarck's very good, too.
Okay.
I think AB's probably the best.
Anytime I'm in, it used to be. Is Whitey's still open in Grand Forks?
Yeah. It's not Whitey's anymore, though. It's a different deal. It's a restaurant that moved down, like, from Moro to Rosso, I forget, but yeah.
And then the, was it the Blue?
Blue Moose is good.
Yeah, right by Cabela's there.
Yep. But I'm talking
that's
pizza,
an EGF, though.
I'm talking about pizza. Fred in Wing wants to tell us about Jezebel. Hello, Fred. What's on your mind?
Well, Jezebel, there is a lot of correlation to today with Jezebel and her life that she spent. She was kind of like a paganist. She would be, and she was a foreigner to Israel, and she brought a lot of pagan beliefs into the house, and she married the king of Israel. Well, they reigned with tyranny, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob kind of got pushed out of the country, and they pushed in this pagan belief, and she gave the prophet quite a bit of problems. And she wouldn't give in, and even after her husband was gone, she was still out of power. She was still in power, and there is a lot of correlation to what happened, with the Clintons and that, and it is pretty interesting.
You know, I mean, people, I think when they hear you say that, they go, "What are you, crazy?" I mean, the Bible's, you know. How many, thousand years ago? But listen, I'm telling you what, I totally 100%, think there are parallels worth thinking about. And again, let's just ask you this. This is not a religious question. This is just look at today's political world. Is there a plot to destroy our country as we know it?
If there's a plot, It is a plot to get rid of the Judeo-Christian ethic in this country.
Right, but that would destroy the country, wouldn't it?
Well, yes. If you want to read a book, there's a good one out right now, and you can't believe the parallels. Read the one by Jonathan Cahn, his new book.
I've read Jonathan Cahn before. I like him, and I've heard a lot of great reviews about his new book. I don't have it. This book.
Read that if they don't believe it. If they don't believe it, read that book. This book,
Jezebel's War with America, the plot to destroy America, to destroy our country, and what you can do to defeat it with Pastor Brown. Monday, special Labor Day edition, 10:06, right here.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China has hinted that trade talks for the Trump administration could start again very soon. and it has sent global stocks and, since the opening bell this morning, Wall Street stocks up. The vice president's chief of staff, Mark Short, saying of the news,
I can't sit here and tell you when there'll be a deal. I'm optimistic that eventually we will get a deal, but I think the president's been very clear about his position here. For many years, we've had administrations that have basically provided China with favorable terms in which they've continued to even violate those. This president said we're not going to do that anymore, and he's doing that to protect the American worker.
Meanwhile, the Commerce Department has revised its figures concerning economic growth in the year's second quarter. It shows the economy growing at a rate of 2% even. Hurricane Dorian could be a Category 3 when it strikes the southeast U.S. this weekend, and this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
MyPillow's got one heck of an offer right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to find, well, for instance, the body pillow that's regularly $89.99. Today it's $29.99. $89.99 regularly for that big, gigantic MyPillow body pillow, and now it's $29.99. And there's other deals like that on MyPillows, on mattress toppers, on bed sheets, and much more, because Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor, CEO of MyPillow, says, let's get back to your listeners. Let's give them a little crazy end of summer discount here on all of the MyPillow products. Here's how you take advantage of it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials. Promo code Scott gets you up to 50% off all of it. And, of course, they all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty as well. MyPillow.com. Radio Listener Specials is where you click. Start saving. Enter promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. I'd go hurry. Hit that body pillow for $29.99. It's normally $89.99. Woo! What a deal, folks. What a deal. 27 before the top of the hour. Big question today. What is on your mind? What is on your mind? Lay it on us, ladies and gentlemen, okay? On the program today. Back to the text, because I want to get to all of these, and or your calls, welcome at 800-228-0550. Somebody earlier said, I need the prairie dog bill explained again if possible, i.e., what can it be used for and what it cannot be used for. Okay. The city of Fargo has a task force headed up by Tony Grinberg, commissioner on the Fargo City Commission, right now, that is trying to reform specials. And, you know, what the number one pain point that most Fargo taxpayers complain about is specials, even ahead of property taxes. So, for instance, they're talking about when they redo a road, repurpose a road, resurface a road, whatever, that they take prairie dog money rather than draw a line of where that project's going to happen for a road that's already been there, but you're just improving, thereby lessening the burden on taxpayers. Good idea. Infrastructure is part of this, but the, and I don't know the exact language, It's a good idea. We should just do a show on this all together very soon so we have the specific language. Because I want all of you, anybody that thinks their property taxes are just about right and they're happy with them, it's no big deal. It's, you know, look, it's fine. It's, you can just tune out right now. But for the 99.9% of the rest of us that have said enough already with property taxes, it's not enough to be ticked about it. It's not enough to complain over coffee about it. It's not enough to scream when you open the envelope. You have to say, okay, the property taxes I pay, who gets it? The schools get a big chunk of it. Okay? When's the last school board meeting you were at? When's the last time you said, can I see the budget? How do you decide where you trim, where you add, where your priorities are? I would argue, folks, the vast majority of decisions about budgets at schools, the biggest pain point to your bottom line for property taxes is done without public input. Now, there are school board members that you elect, certainly. I'm not saying they're not public. I'm just saying that's what they're elected to do. There's administrators. They're your neighbors. These aren't, you know, aliens. But the tax-paying citizens need to be actively involved. Same thing on county commission, same thing on city commission, same thing on park district. You got to engage, no doubt about it. And one way to engage right now is to say, I know that the legislature passed prairie dog legislation, which was money coming to my town, my local subdivision. What are you doing with it? How is my property tax being lowered? You absolutely, positively can do that. Now, what it cannot be used for, I don't remember. I just know it's infrastructure. It isn't, you know, the idea behind it is they spend it on things that will reduce the tax burden on the citizens, not new stuff. In other words, if you have a, you know, 25 square mile city and you say, hot dang, we got some money from the legislature, we're going to make this a 30 mile square city. We're going to put new roads out there, and we're going to do this new building down there. No. Improving existing infrastructure, lowering the burden in the core. That's where it's supposed to go. Hope that answers your question. I'll get you the official one soon. Well, I may have it here, thanks to the ace listeners of this program. Water treatment plants. Okay, so it's essential infrastructure. So remember when I said it was infrastructure?
Yep.
It's essential infrastructure. Which means what? Capital construction projects, infrastructure, replacing existing infrastructure. They have a list here. Water treatment plants, wastewater treatment plants, sewer lines, water lines, including lift stations and pumping station systems, water storage systems, dams, water tanks, water towers, stormwater infrastructure, including curb and gutter construction, road and bridge infrastructure, including paved and unpaved roads and bridges, airport infrastructure. I'd be careful there. Obviously, somebody that was planning airport expansions wanted that in there.
Yeah.
I just say, hey, some places the answer may be yes, but is airport infrastructure more important than a new road, a bridge, repair, you know what I mean? Get involved in these decisions. Electricity transmission infrastructure is on the list, natural gas transmission infrastructure, and communications infrastructure, including fiber optic infrastructure. Then they go on to define fiscal year and all that as well. So some pretty specific definitions that the money can be used for. And replacing existing infrastructure or new, again, within a core, but you can't fix potholes on a street, but because, you know, your taxing entity already has the money for that. So. Anyway, I think that's a good discussion. I want to have more of those. I want to, and to the extent somebody's using it properly and lowering the tax burden, that's fantastic. We ought to celebrate it. So glad it's there. Texter says, remember, folks, support your local Hutterite colony. They are a hoot. This is National Hutterite Week.
There you go.
Is it really national? Can you guys do
I've had them on my show before. They're fascinating.
Well, that's a good idea for a show, Tom. Yeah.
That was one of the most downloaded shows I've ever done.
What was the book and author recommended by Fred and Wing? Could not understand it as he stated it. You guys remember? I'd heard the book. Oh, Jonathan Kahn. I can't remember the new title. Jonathan Kahn has a lot of books. Michelle Bachman said, Scott, I want you to read this book one time. Former member of Congress.
Really?
And, yeah, I thought, gosh, if she's taking the time to suggest a book that I'll read, I'll read it. And it was fascinating. Trying to remember which one of his books. I'll find it here. The Harbinger was the one that I read. That was back in, like, 11. What is the new one? He's on Facebook here. Oh, The Paradigm. There you go. The Paradigm. That's the new one. Jonathan Kahn. He's a rabbi. Fascinating fellow. I've heard him speak, too. Really is interesting. Okay, let's see. What else? Deke's Pizza in Grand Forks, if it's still there. I think Deke's is there. Papalino's is there, too. They're all good. But it's just Italian Moon is just like, you know, I don't know, the Ronald Reagan of pizzas. It's just always, you know, a gold standard. It never goes away. Texture says the Prairie Dog Bill basically takes oil tax money that otherwise would have flowed into the Strategic Investment and Improvements Fund and instead allocates it directly to cities, townships, counties, and airports. It's allocated based on population and other criteria. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I was concerned about the bill because, number one, it had no sunset on it, so it like was forever. And, number two, I'd rather, you know, you pick some priorities there than just saying. But I think the pain point of property taxes, if in fact that's what it accomplishes. I was just a little cynical whether we could actually point to property tax relief as a result of this. But if that's up to us. That is up to us. But the Prairie Dog Bill is something the legislature, I mean, the oil industry supported. It wasn't like they were taking that money. I mean, look, 50% of the taxes in this state, folks, are paid for by oil and gas. That means every single person concerned about the property taxes ought to be rooting for the oil and gas industry. Ought to be saying, man alive, I hope they continue to risk the amount of risk, the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars of risk that they put in. And, you know, the price going to be here? Is it going to be there? Where do we drill? Where do we not? All the things that come with that are so you can get 50% of your tax burden paid. Because if they go away, some stuff can't go away, and it just means we pay more. So pay attention. Texture, what options are available to the citizens of our great country to ensure equal application of laws and the consequences of breaking our laws? Obviously, the DOJ cannot be trusted. Drain the swamp. It is disheartening that we have an Inspector General investigation of James Comey. We find everything we believe to be true about him leaking illegally, about him violating his employment agreement, about him breaking Justice Department rules, but we say we're not going to prosecute. Now,
unreal.
I'm sure they can say, hey, this has happened before. Kevin, we hired Kevin. We thought he was going to be great. We gave him a job description and an employment agreement, and he violated it. He left his gun where it wasn't supposed to be, or he lied about this and that report. We got to let you go. Did they prosecute you? Probably not. They said you violated your agreement and you're fired, right?
Right.
Or you broke Justice Department rules and you're fired. So I'm sure they can justify not charging by saying, hey, we haven't charged others who violated their employment agreement or not followed policy. But my point is this. The guy was the FBI director.
Director.
He was the head of the FBI. He's in the middle of this investigation. He is known now to have done all these things. Make an example of him so nobody else does this, because then the Kevins of the world are going to say, well, I better not veer from my employment agreement, or I might be charged. I might go to jail. That's so hard. Texter says, did somebody say prairie dog? And I have a video of a prairie dog getting blown into a butt. I don't know. I'm going to say 8 to 10 pieces. Yeah. That kind of prairie dog. Yeah, exactly. Somebody's having some fun today. Yeah, exactly right. My first job was Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, another one. I love it. Scott, I agree with you again on everything you just said. Agree, property rights, yes. County taxes, yes. The company should have chosen a spot in the county just a little further away. Funny, I'm as close to an activist as you are. Agree with you always, just pick a spot a few miles away. Well, then you picked a winner and a loser, though.
More after
this. The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com about how your bottom line can improve. They manage now the HVAC for over 1,000 buildings. So they maintain it. They get the extra life out of it. If it breaks down, they replace it, and you have a steady bottom line. A lot of certainty for the bottom lines of businesses where the margins are very thin. They can help. Over 1,000 customers now taking advantage of that and growing all the time. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Last chance to get off your chest whatever you need to get off your chest today. 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. Arnold and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys seem to know about everything, all the different towns, and I was wondering if they have a celebration at Elmont on Labor Day.
Good question. Yeah, you know how we get most of the information is we just ask people, is there something going on that particular day? Now, Elmont is not a big place, Morton County, right?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's they used to have a threshing bee there.
Did they?
And I got some friends coming that used to be a principal down there years ago, and he was wondering whether they're coming through and wanted to know that. And I can't seem to find any answers. So
I got to admit, I haven't heard anything, but doesn't mean there isn't.
We usually get a call, yeah. You know, about the different events, and people just kind of put a plug in. We ask for it. So we'll ask now and just keep listening. If anybody's heard anything, we'll certainly get the word out here in a moment, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
I hope there's something going on there, Arnold. If not, load everybody in the car and come to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, just a little tish down 94 there in Rolog, Minnesota, because the mother of all threshing bees is happening on Labor Day there.
Wow, I went up to the one at New Rockford, and that was really great, too, you know, this year. They have about 10 steam engines there and stuff.
Is McCody doing one still, too? Did I hear that they stopped doing that? I can't remember. I know they did one, but yeah, I heard New England's was good. That's great.
I'm going to be out at Braddock's coming up on September 6th.
I just thought if you had, family in town on Labor Day and you're looking for a threshing bee, if anybody knows, if Elmont has one, let us know. Or if there's another one close by, let us know. Call 800-228-0550. And then, Arnold, keep listening. We'll let you know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Ken and Garrison, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Say, on Monday you were talking about, I thought it was an oil legacy fund for the rural America. Is this the same funding that you're talking about with the prairie dog funding?
No, that's different. Legacy fund is the dollars set aside and have real strict rules on them on how they can be spent. There's going to be some discussion about, okay, you know, within the rules, what would you like to see it spent on, and some different groups doing it. So I think I had mentioned that day that I don't even remember if we announced where one was going to be or not. I just said we're planning on spending some time getting to those and making sure people know about those and participating in them, for sure.
It was basically the same type of funding, though, right?
Well, not, you know, I guess, you know, the legacy fund, which the voters of North Dakota put in place, basically said you can't spend all of this bounty from oil. You've got to put it away, and you can't touch. You can spend the interest. You can't spend the principal. Now, there are rules to spend the principal if there are dire economic times and they have to have a certain. But that was put in as a law by the citizens of North Dakota. In that legacy vote that happened a number of years ago. The prairie dog legislation is the legislature saying, here's how we're going to allocate dollars from this particular fund. And they took money into one of the many pots of money they have and said, we're going to specifically allocate it out to local subdivisions for them to spend. It was, you know, in my mind, it was taking oil money and spreading it across the state. But that's nothing new. But, you know, that's a decision of the legislature. So it's a little bit different, if that makes any sense.
Okay, I understand that. Then what about the school funding? Isn't there also a North Dakota school funding that has several billion dollars in it?
Yes. Yep.
And why is that not available also?
Well, it is available, but it's only available for, very specific things related to schools. But it's another area. We have a lot of pots of money in North Dakota. We have rainy day funds. I will argue the next legislature will start with a $2 billion kitty to start with. And the forecasts were already pointing that was coming, which, by the way, I don't think is the wisest use of dollars to just have them sit there. I mean, I don't want them necessarily all spent on whatever somebody's whims are. But, you know, when you're sitting there saying, let's see, we can't afford to bring schools up to speed and pay them for the students they have this year. We got to go back a year, and we're not going to do school now funding because we can't afford it. And then you have $2 billion sitting in somebody's kitty. That's stupid in my mind.
Well, that's what's happening, especially here in Garrison. And I'm trying to find out why the money isn't being brought in.
Who represents you in Garrison there? Who's your rep in the legislature?
Let's see, it'd be Dalrymple, wouldn't it?
Dalrymple. I don't know, but I can find out. And that's who I'd suggest you start with. Shoot me a text, Ken, and I'll hook you up with your local legislators there to start poking away.
And to answer the Almont thing, I put it up there for you, Scott. 61st annual Almont Labor Day reunion.
So
this
happening.
Weekend.
It's happening.
On.
Okay, Arnold.
Arnold Almont, let's do it.
Arnold, you got your answer. It's happening. That's right. In a reunion of all.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Egg supports NDSU athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.